brings out our best. Visit thesilverlining.com to find out more.
Halftime continues in Ann Arbor, Michigan 37, Wisconsin 33. Before we move on, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. 10 for an ID. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, home for the Devil's Advocates.
Michigan 37, Wisconsin 33 at the half. I was running down the individual point totals a couple minutes ago. Chucky Hepburn with 7 points, 3 of 6 from the field, hit his 1-3. It's become a storyline here. I mean, Chucky's assist to turnover, which, as we've talked about, is 3-1. He's been, doing so many other things, but they're looking for him maybe to ratchet it up here with some aggressiveness, and we're seeing some of that on the offensive end in the first half.
I think that's the biggest thing. You look at that Purdue game and what he was able to do, 6 shots, but majority of those came in the last 2 minutes of the game. Right? He started getting into the paint, started looking for a shot a little bit more. When he does that, Purdue guarded him as a non-shooter. You can't have your point guard be a non-shooter because it just takes away all the space that he creates when he gets in. Finally, he's being aggressive. Michigan's adapting a little bit to that, coming in a little bit more, and then watch for Chuck to spray that thing out a little bit.
All right, Badgers within 4 here at the half. Michigan led by as many as 9. 37-33, the Wolverines lead the Badgers. We'll check out some of the first half stats presented by Ho-Chunk Gaming. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
The big game. Family, friends, we know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need, whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burger, or leaving a light on for loved ones. For us, it means going beyond the expected to make sure we're planning for the energy you need today and tomorrow. That way you can keep your eye on the ball and focus on what's most important to you. Find out more at AlliantEnergy.com/poweringbeyond.
If you've got the right tools and the friendly people at U.S. Bank in your corner, making smarter money choices is a piece of cake. If only our tools and helpful advisors could have helped you avoid some of those not-so-smart choices in life. Like that time you tried to pick up unicycling.
Whoa, coming through!
Or when you thought it'd be okay to pet that squirrel in the park.
Good squirrel, good squirrel.
While we can't help you with all that, we can help you bank smartly at usbank.com/smartertogether. Member FDIC.
Famous Wurstmacher's Bob and Tony in the Smokehouse.
Beef, summer sausage, and salami. And because they're from Usinger's, you know they're the best. Made with all lean beef and imported spices, cured and smoked the old world way. Because quality has been Usinger's number one ingredient for more than a century.
Ah.
Made right here in Milwaukee since 1880. Usinger's, America's finest Worcester.
Yeah?
Yeah. Yeah, you bet.
How do you master the game of basketball? With ingenuity. By creating new opportunities to turn post-ups into layups, spin moves into easy steals, press breaks into fast breaks. At UW Health, we use the same ingenuity to treat injuries. We build a team of the greatest minds in sports medicine constantly innovating for the future of sports treatment. As the Badgers' official team doctors, we're dedicated to delivering advanced care every day so any athlete can stay on their A game. UW Health. Remarkable.
Let's get to some of the first half stats brought to you by Ho-Chunk Gaming. Michigan 14 of 26 for the floor, 5 of 11 from the three-point line, 5 of 7 at the free throw line. Wisconsin 12 of 26 for the floor, 3 of 8 from deep, 6 of 9 at the foul line. Michigan has out-rebounded Wisconsin 17 to 11, 10 boards for Olivier Kamwa, 7 turnovers for Wisconsin, 8 for Michigan. Badgers with 5 assists and Michigan with 4 points off turnovers, 6-5 Michigan. Paint points 18-14 in favor of Wisconsin. Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison and Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, proud casino partners of UW Athletics. Michigan 37, Wisconsin 33. This is the Halftime Report brought to you by Culver's. Butchie and I are back for the second half in 1 minute. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected to your local community. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
It's no joke. A big announcement naming Radetzky's No Joke Dairy near Stratford as a future host of the state's Farm Technology Days.
Technology sharing, celebration of agriculture.
Matt Lippert with the UW Division of Extension. He says the Radetzky Farm is operated by the family's fifth generation and looks forward to opening their doors to the public.
Certainly an honor. Family success. And modernization and history and pride in what they're doing. So yeah, it's a very fun event.
An event that moves to a different part of the state every year.
Other states also have similar events, but ours is one of the very few that actually does rotate. Goes to different counties, so obviously different host farms.
It could bring more than 40,000 people to the central Wisconsin area in the summer of 2026. Until next time, I'm Terry Barr.
Second half, Michigan 37, Wisconsin 33. From the Michigan perspective, can they actually hang on to a halftime lead? They're 7-8 this season when leading at the half. That's their perspective. From Wisconsin's perspective, can you string some stops and then get into your flow and have good shot selection at the other end?
Well, and for me, I think it's the intensity on the defensive end. Can your defense generate a little bit as well? Because we've seen Michigan turn it over at times. And I think it's more about the awareness on the defensive end and being locked in and being aggressive there. I think that's where it's got to start. You should not have a team shoot 50. You know, now the first half was 54%. But being dialed in here and bringing your own energy, as they say, bring your own juice, right? Like, it just, you've got to create it somehow.
Tyler Wall, Stephen Crowell, each with two fouls. Burnett, Reed, and Jackson, each with two for Michigan. And as Wisconsin comes out with its original starting five, Hepburn, Klesmet, Storr, Wall, and Crowell. And the original first five for Michigan as well, Doug McDaniel, Damari Burnett, Terrence Williams, along with Terrace Reed, and Olivier Cumwa. Michigan will have the first possession of the second half. So the student section here is called the Raise Maze. Tonight's theme is pool party.
Yeah.
And they all get Raise Maze. Maze Rage beach towels. That's pretty good. A little beach theme, you know.
I mean, for
balmy
sure.
Balmy today, about 40 degrees or so.
It was beautiful, by the way.
It was great. We took like a quarter mile walk outside. We were grinding.
To the restaurant.
Solid quarter mile.
I mean, I know, you know, Sharif, Coach Sharif and Andy North decided to take a little bit of a longer walk. They asked if we wanted to partake, and
yeah,
the bus just had to be right in front of us.
It was too good, yeah.
We had a choice. We had a choice. A choice in life, and chose to take the bus.
I thought it was a veteran move on our part.
I thought so.
Here we go. Second half underway. Doug McDaniel outside left. He'll flip it to Olivier Cumwa at the top of the circle. A pass for McDaniel against Chucky Hepburn. McDaniel with 11 points in that first half. Now Terrace Reed at the top. Hooks it inside. Williams catches. He's double-teamed. He walked with the ball. Storr and Wall. And Tyler flashed in there and disrupted the play.
Tyler did flash in there, which was very good help side defense.
Wisconsin moves to our right in the second half. Opening minute of it, 37-33 Michigan. Klesmet on the dribble to the free throw line, down the lane to the rim, and the layup is good for Max Klesmet. He has five. Badgers within two.
That was a great screen by Stephen Crowell to get Tyler Wall coming to block, and then Stephen Crowell did a great job of the big duck in to create the driving lane.
McDaniel outside right. He'll throw it to Reed at the top of the circle. Terrace Reed with a handoff to Damari Burnett, and he'll try a three right of the circle. It is good. Second three for Burnett, 40-35 Michigan. A minute gone by, second half. Hepburn up top, throwing to Crowell, right of the wheel. Crowell against Terrace Reed. Picked up the dribble. He'll throw it out to Klesmet. Flips the Wall, sends to Hepburn. Chucky to the free throw line in the lane. Oh, it looked like he had one, but he turned it down. He'll throw the Wall. Mid post left, eight to shoot, splits a double team. Wall up right hand, good. Tyler Wall with a 40-37 Michigan. Minute and a half gone by in the second half. Doug McDaniel takes it through the midcourt logo, the block M here at the Chrysler Center. A throw to Burnett, left side. Hands off to Terrence Williams. He's with A.J. Storr. A pass for Burnett, high on the left. is into Reed, backing left of the lane against Crowell. Turns it back out. McDaniel for three, right side. Around the rim and out, no good. Rebound, Crowell. Knocked loose, but Wall is there. Here comes Tyler. Up the floor, down the lane, to the rim. They never stop the ball, and Wall gets the bucket. 40-39, Michigan.
Thank you very much.
And Juwan Howard will take a timeout. As the Badgers have pulled to within one, this will be a full timeout. No one gets closer to the game than SiriusXM Big Ten Radio. Tune in for news, talk, and analysis from the offseason through the regular season. And in the postseason, we got your team covered anywhere you go. Get a free trial at SiriusXM.us/Big Ten Radio 2023. 17:57 remaining. Michigan 40, Wisconsin 39. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison, home of the Big Win and Madison Casino Guru, is transforming guests into winners. Making an ordinary day into a big win day is easy with a 95% average payout. And with over 140 daily jackpots, the number of people winning has never been bigger. So what are you waiting for? Escape to Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison for your next big win. Ho-Chunk Gaming
Thanks for listening to this Civic Media station. You're one of thousands of people tuned in right now, whether on the radio, the app, the podcast, or stream. Audio is the number one source of information and entertainment among adults in the U.S. If you own a business or you're in charge of growing a business, this is a key fact, and you should know how it can work for you. That's where we come in. At Civic Media, our local radio stations influence local people. The same people who shop and buy at your place. Now we also reach those same customers wherever they are in the digital world as well. From podcasts to streaming to apps, laptops, and smartphones, our digital advertising capabilities ensure that we deliver the right message to the right people at the right time. And with our state-of-the-art measurement systems, we can prove it. Schedule a short meeting to learn how we can partner locally to help your business thrive. Go to civicmedia.us. Click on sponsorship. You'll hear back within 24 hours.
Do you worry about how much someone drinks?
Do you feel angry or depressed most of the time? Do you feel neglected or unloved?
Do you feel that if the drinker loved you, she or he would stop drinking?
If you answered yes to any of these questions, you are not alone.
Not everyone trapped by alcohol is an alcoholic.
Families and friends are suffering too.
Al-Anon and Alateen can help. Call 1-866-200-0223 or visit alanon.org/help.
Brought to you in part by UW Health Sports Medicine. The healthcare team for the Badgers are proud sponsors of UW Athletics. 40-39, Michigan leads Wisconsin with 17:57 left in the game.
I think Wisconsin's defensive intensity's picked up. One of the areas that they struggle, Michigan, is in transition defense. So if you're able to pick up that intensity and kind of get the ball going downhill a little bit, now it gives you a chance to get some easy buckets.
And that was exactly what happened with Tyler Wall. Badgers with 24 paint points. Michigan allows 36 points in the paint per game, and Rutgers topped that last weekend here. Michigan back on offense. Doug McDaniel out high. On the dribble, right of the lane, pushed it up in traffic, missed it short, got his own rebound, throws it up, no, and there was Kamwa for the board, and then he got fouled. That second, that follow was so bad it was good. And they get Steven Crowell for his third foul.
And what that is two offensive rebounds.
Yep.
Like, that, just those little things.
And Olivier Kamwa with 3 points at the line, 68% free throw shooter, and he hits the first. And Nolan Winter will come in for Crowell.
And I think the biggest thing is it's three on Big Steve.
Yep. Yeah. And we'll see how long Greg rides this with Nolan Winter. It may be for a while. There's 17:46 remaining. 41-39 Michigan. Second free throw is good. And the lead back to three for Michigan. Inbounds pass to Hepburn. Burnett was showing pressure, starts to retreat. Oh man is Winter. Now Klesman throws to Chucky, gets it across half court. Hepburn high in the right, a pass for Wall, left of the circle, leads it for Klesman up top. Max against Amari Burnett. Now Hepburn, he shakes, thought about it, turned it down, works right elbow, feeds Klesman top of the circle, and he got fouled, putting it on the deck as Burnett got him. That's three on Amari Burnett. first foul of the half for Michigan.
11 total in the game. Like, Wisconsin's been aggressive.
Bounce pass, store to Hepburn. Chucky puts it on the deck, left lane line. Now in the paint, low on the left, flipped it up and in. Hepburn with nine. 42-41, Michigan. 17-17 remaining here in Ann Arbor. Doug McDaniel brings it up for the Wolverines. He'll leave it for Kamwa. A pass for Terrence Williams between the arcs. A couple of dribbles to his left, and Hepburn got rocked to the floor by Williams. Now Williams open to the left side. Puts it on the floor. Is cut off by A.J. Storey. Now a dig coming from Nolan Winter. A throw out to McDaniel. Eight to shoot. Burnett high on the right. Goes into Reed. Terrence Reed faces up. Now moving in on Winter. Running left-hander. Short. Rebound. Tyler Wall for Wisconsin. Wall up the left side of the front court for the Badgers. To the line. Down the lane, lost the handle, and was able to run it down just in time at the right baseline. Had a bad pass, got batted around, turnover Wisconsin after all. Kamwa to the front court, he's down the lane, runs it out Burnett, open man McDaniel for three, left side, off the rim, no good. Nolan Winter clears the board as the Badgers dodge one. 16-25 remaining, 42-41 Michigan. Hepburn on the left side, Chucky trying to restore some order here. Goes into Wall. Left the lane. Lob to Storey. Layup is good. And the Badgers take the lead for the first time since the opening minutes of the game. 43-42 Wisconsin.
And just so much more active in general.
Here's McDaniel driving. Tried to kick it to Burnett. Got there on a deflection on the right wing. Whips it up top for Terrence Reed. Gives it up to Williams. Williams right lane line on Storey. Pushed it up. Missed it. But Storey fouled him. And Terrence Williams will go to the free throw line as Storey is called for his first foul. As we're at the under 16 media timeout. At U.S. Bank, we know when you invest in a community, the community invests in you. We are committed to providing high quality, innovative products and services that meet the needs and demands of our customers. U.S. Bank, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC. 15:51 remaining. Wisconsin 43, Michigan 42. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
The big game. Family. Friends. We know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need, whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burger, or leaving a light on for loved ones. For us, it means going beyond the expected to make sure we're planning for the energy you need today and tomorrow. That way you can keep your eye on the ball and focus on what's most important to you. Find out more at AlliantEnergy.com/poweringbeyond.
Hey, son. How are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it. Navigating without a compass. Eyes waiting. Started to wonder. Metamorphosis. The loss of who you thought you was.
When your kid can't find the language, help them find the lyrics. Listen to the Sound It Out album and get tips and tools to start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Outgoing Milwaukee County District Attorney John Chisholm. The way I joke about it is I'm probably not doing my job right if somebody's not ticked off at me most of the time.
The only way you can do it is if you have that steadfast commitment to doing justice. That tension's built into it, and that's quite frankly what makes the job just so phenomenal and exciting and fun.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weeknights at 6 p.m. on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid, too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
The transportation reminds you to always drive sober, zero in Wisconsin. Together we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov. 15:51 remaining, 43-42 Wisconsin leading Michigan. A.J. Storey called for a foul going into the media timeout. So Terrence Williams will be at the foul line for two shots. 79% free throw shooter has 2 points coming in the first half. Senior out of Washington, D.C., averaging 12.5 points per game. He's basically doubled his scoring average from a year ago. and takes a dear old time at the free throw line, holds it off the left hip, takes a deep breath, knocks down the first free throw.
It's not about how long, it's about the result.
Oh, yeah. I mean,
it's all about the result. Yeah.
Thanks, Giannis.
That's exactly where I was going. As Wisconsin basketball fans, we're on board with that a little bit.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Second free throw is good.
Now, if Giannis had those results, we'd be really happy.
Good, yep. 44-43, Michigan. And Giannis might be a human rain delay, but he's our human rain delay.
He's ours, and we're
one of the best players
it.
In the world, and we're not apologizing. Here's Carter Gilmore on the right side. Michigan up one with 15:36 remaining. Hepburn out high. Gets it to Gilmore. He'll leave it for Klesman, turning it now down the lane. Tough shot. No follow. No tip again. Got it, but the foul was called before the Gilmore tip. There's a foul coming up against Reed of Michigan. That's going to be his third. So Crowell on the bench with three. Reed about to come out as Will Cheddar will be checking in.
And that's where the minutes, you know, from Nolan Winter have been so impactful. He's done a good job defensively, offensively. He's found ways to be active.
Winter misses the first free throw as Cheddar now comes in for Terrace Reed. 44-43 Michigan, 15:28 remaining. Second free throw coming for the freshman on the way, and no good. Missed them both. Badgers the best free throw shooting team in the conference. You don't see back-to-back misses, but we just did there as Michigan clears the second misfire. McDaniel to the front court. 15-15 remaining. McDaniel pounding the dribble. He'll throw it to Burnett. Left elbow. Bounces to Olivier Kamwa. Left of the lane. A double down from Klesmith. They work it up top. Burnett for three. Right of the circle. Too long. No good. Long rebound. Hepburn. Chucky on the run. Behind the back on the dribble. But getting back was McDaniel. And there's Chucky Hepburn with a veteran move. Just brings it back out front. 14-52 remaining. 44-43 Michigan. Winter throwing to Storr on the left wing. A.J. will toss it to Winter, hands off to Hepburn, hooks it back to Nolan, open three, left of the circle, it's short, no good, rebound, back tapped, is getting a hand on it was Gilmore, now Klesman has it, throws to Hepburn, a reset for Wisconsin. Chucky directing traffic now for the Badgers with 14 and a half to play. Hepburn drives by Cheddar, hits the brakes low on the left, up, got it, counted it a foul. Chucky Hepburn, the floor was spread. He had a good matchup, took advantage, and it's an and one.
You know what the beautiful thing about having guys that have played for a while is they understand when they're not being aggressive, and the message is clear. We weren't in the locker room. I get that. We weren't in the coaches' meetings. However, I have a funny feeling that there was a message to Chucky, hey, we need you to just be a little bit more aggressive.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Because it showed in that Purdue game, because
yeah,
they guarded him as a non-shooter. So him being aggressive is only going to help this team out. And you look at right now, 5 of 8, made it 3, got to the free throw line just in that possession. Like, that's a huge possession.
Yep, he converts the 3-point play, 46-44, Wisconsin with 14 minutes and 20 seconds remaining. With the ball is Doug McDaniel, and a whistle and a foul is called. They get Chucky Hepburn. That'll be his first. Hepburn with 12 points. He had 13 at Nebraska last week.
That was early.
Yeah, it was. I mean, the double-digit scoring games have not been happening much, but Hepburn into double digits tonight. Here's Jalen Llewellyn on the floor along with Connor Esigen. Now Cheddar throwing to Olivier Kamwa, right of the lane, isolated on Gilmore. Moving in Kamwa, low on the right, runs it back out McDaniel. McDaniel puts it on the deck, right of the lane. Wild shot, no good. Marcus Ilver in there for Wisconsin and secures the rebound. So Ilver a bit in the first half. We're seeing him here in the second with 13:52 to play. Badgers up 46-44. Here's A.J. Storr, low on the left, working on Llewellyn to the cup, and he runs it up and in. 48-44 Wisconsin.
The beautiful thing about A.J. Storr, 9 shot attempts, only 3 from 3. He's attacked a lot more this game.
Yeah, he is he's a great athlete, and he's using that athleticism now. Here's McDaniel throwing to Cheddar at the top. Shot fake from 3. A dig from Storr, knocked it loose from Cheddar, and now Cheddar gets it back, moving in on Ilver. Right block, turns up, tough shot over everything, no good. Rebound tapped back out to Llewellyn. Shot clock is at 5. Here's Terrence Williams on the right side. 3 to shoot, long 2 on the way. Williams, and he hit it.
I got to give it to him there. He hit the long two with the shot clock winding down. 48-46 Wisconsin. 13:03 remaining. Hepburn throwing to Ilver. Turns it to Connor Asijan high on the right. Around an Ilver screen. Feeds Gilmore. Rotates to Storr. AJ out to Ilver. Right of the circle. A handoff to Hepburn. 15 to shoot. Hepburn against McDaniel. Ilver setting the screen. Cheddar showing a hedge as picking up the dribble as Hepburn feeds Marcus for three straight on, and that's off the rim, no good. Asijan trying to run it down, taps it to the floor. Gilmore, now Asijan tries to save, still alive, and it goes into the hands of Kamwa. It's 5-on-3 Michigan. Here's Kamwa, low at the right, and it's knocked loose, but they'll get a foul on Marcus Ilver. Yet two Badgers at the other end diving for a loose ball. Michigan had a 5-on-3 break. And let's see if they called the foul or just out of bounds, maybe deflected by. No, they got the foul on. They did get the foul on Ilver, and that's the second on Ilver. Olivier Kamwa goes to the free throw line. First free throw is no good. 48-46 Wisconsin. 12:30 to play. Wall, Crowell, and Klesmet coming in. Hepburn, Ilver, and Gilmore sit down. Olivier Kamwa. 4 years a Tennessee Volunteer. Grad transfer to Michigan. Second free throw is good. 48-47 Wisconsin. Now Michigan showing full court pressure here. Llewellyn against Klesmet. Gets it across the midstripe. Feeds a siege. An open three. Left side off the rim. No good. Rebound Burnett. Badgers up one. Michigan with the ball. 12-18 remaining. Burnett finds Llewellyn right corner. Now Cheddar hands it back to Jalen Llewellyn. Shadowed by Max Klesmet. Llewellyn at the midcourt logo as Michigan will set up its offense. Llewellyn drifting left of the lane. Inside feed caught by Kamwa. Backing left shoulder. Now turns, fades, flips, and hits. And Michigan has the lead back. 49-48 with 11:55 to play. Klesmet hands off to A.J. Storr. Gets it to Crowell high on the right. Now one dribble. Leaves it for Klesmet. Tosses it to Storr at the top. A.J. with a feed for Asijan. Bounces into Crowell with 10 to shoot. Crowell backing on Cheddar. Cheddar goes down. Did he get it? Yep, he got the charge called. He sold it, but it worked. And that's four on Stephen Crowell. And we have a timeout here in Ann Arbor. Hustle is what it takes to dominate. And it's exactly what built Ford Tough Trucks were made to do. Check out the F-150 or the Super Duty at your Wisconsin Ford dealer. Today, 11:36 remaining, Michigan 49, Wisconsin 48. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
At Shields, we know the basketball season is a full-court press from tip-off to final buzzer. Each game presents an opportunity to see your Badgers take the court and compete for the win. So be there for every second to show your support head-to-toe in Wisconsin red and white. Shields has partnered with the Wisconsin Badgers to provide your favorite fan gear. So visit Shields in-store or online to start every game with a slam dunk. Shields, proud partner of Wisconsin athletics and basketball fans everywhere.
SeatGeek's the ticketing app for fans like the sideline shot caller.
Come on, boys, pick up the pace!
SeatGeek got him a great deal on seats right near the action, so when he yells,
"What are you doing? Book him!"
he can be absolutely sure the players heard him. SeatGeek handles the tickets to sports, concerts, and more, so fans can fan.
What happens when you call your insurance company?
If you have water in your basement, press 1.
Most big companies have a recorded message or an app.
If you are in your living room and see sky when you look up, press 2.
But when something bad happens, you just want to talk to a person. On a day like that, that phone line can end up feeling like a lifeline. At a time like that, you want a company like West Bend. Because the worst brings out our best.
If there is a tree in your bedroom, press 3.
Visit thesilverlining.com to find out more.
WEA Member Benefits would like to thank all public school educators for their dedication to our communities. WEA Member Benefits, enhancing the financial lives of Wisconsin public school employees. And Citgo top-tier tri-clean gasoline helps your engine run smoother and cleaner along the way. When you start with Citgo, you're good to go. Michigan scored the last 5 points. 11:36 remaining. Michigan 49, Wisconsin 48.
I think overall, when you look at what's going on and how this is slowing down, right? Second half, Wisconsin's got 14 points in the paint. So they're doing a good job. It just feels like they're playing with their food a little bit right now. I mean, you know, right? Like we've seen bits and pieces. Defensively, the energy's been there, and then there's a lapse. Or offensively, the ball's moving, you're getting what you want to get, and then all of a sudden it sticks a little. Like, and I get in this environment, reminds me a lot of a Penn State, right? Like, a little bit better even than the Penn State, but just, you know, one where you just got to, you've got to be locked in as a group for every minute, because at times you're not. That's when you give a team like Michigan, who has talents, the opportunity to get going with this thing.
And Steven Crow going into that media timeout, called for the offensive foul. He's on the bench with four fouls. Nolan Winter is on for Wisconsin. 11:36 remaining. 1-point lead Michigan as Jalen Llewellyn will bring it to the front court. Against Connor is Sejan. High screen Terrace Reed. Llewellyn high on the right. Those are Cheddar. Open three. Left of the circle is good. He's a 57% shooter from distance coming in. 52-48 Michigan with 11:15 remaining. 8-point run now for the Wolverines as Wall throwing in a Sejan. He'll try a three. Back iron, no good. Burnett the rebound. Wall took one to the face. They'll play on. Burnett feeds Trey Jackson. Baseline rights. Jackson matched up with Nolan Winter. A throw to Burnett. Outside right. Lesmond defending him. Burnett on the left-hand dribble. Takes it left of the lane. Now drives by Blackwell to the cup. Layup somehow no good. Rebound Tyler Wall. Big break for Wisconsin. Wall leaves it for Blackwell. Throwing a Winter left of the circle. Leaves it for a Sejan. Quick pass Wall. One dribble. Hand off to Max. Three shots straight on. No good. Rebound Terrace Reed.
Just since you had 14 points in the paint. Find the paint. You settle for two threes.
10:28 remaining, 52-48 Michigan. Wolverines have scored the last 8 points. Here's Llewellyn, right lane line, turns it out to Cheddar against Tyler Wall. Shot clock is at 10. Cheddar leaves it for Burnett, left of the lane, driving. Klesman cut him off, hooked it back out to Cheddar. Shot fake, sidestep left, three in the air, is off the rim, no good. Rebound tipped, Reed, it's loose, a scramble for it, and it's dug out by Blackwell of Wisconsin. And now here comes Wall to the front court for the Badgers. Still down four with 9:55 remaining. Klesmith at the top. Took a look. Throws to Wall. Tyler low on the right against Reed. Muscles it up and in. Back to what you were asking for, sir.
But it worked.
Yes.
Right? They have not been able to stop it. 30. You look at how many points they give up in the paint. Just keep attacking it.
34-16 points in the paint in favor of Wisconsin. Big board, though, shows 52-50 Michigan. With 9.5 minutes to play, Llewellyn goes inside and a foul called Blackwell. He was fighting with Trey Jackson. And for Blackwell, that will be his first foul.
I guess that's my point of you're playing with your food earlier.
Yes.
Right?
Yep.
Like you're,
for sure.
You know what you do well. You like meat, mashed potatoes, and now you're starting to touch the vegetables. Nobody likes the vegetables. Go to what you do.
Go to the meat, right? Potatoes. Come
just
on.
Just go right there with it. And then the cookie comes at the very end.
That was the 16th foul on Wisconsin. Michigan was just three. AJ Storr back in there for Wisconsin. With the ball is Reed, gives it to Trey Jackson, and a whistle, and this will be team foul number 7 coming up against Wisconsin as they get Tyler Wall, and that will be his third. 5 on the floor, it's Klesman, Hepburn, Wall, Winter out there in AJ Storr. Trey Jackson will be at the foul line, or check that, Terrace Reed will be at the foul line.
Yeah, you look at him as a 56% free throw, so you have to rebound here. Be ready to pinch and get the shooter.
It's 1-1, and he will earn the bonus. He is now 3 of 5 at the foul line tonight. Wisconsin has not helped itself. It's 7 of 12 at the free throw line. Michigan now 11 of 14.
Especially when you're the best in the Big Ten at the free throw line.
Second free throw for Reed on the way, and he hit them both. 54-50 Michigan with 9:19 remaining in Ann Arbor. Wall brings it up for Wisconsin, throws to Klesman high on the left. He'll leave it for Nolan Winter. A handoff to Hepburn. Chucky at the top, flips to Wall, rotates Store left side. AJ to the free throw line. Kicks it back out to Winter, hands to Klesman. Quick pass Wall. Tyler lost his balance, went to the floor, and a turnover, live ball variety. Here comes Burnett down the lane to the rim. Layup no. There is Cheddar trying to follow. Low in the left, layup good. And it's a 6-point lead for Michigan, 56-50. 8:48 remaining. Wall hands off to Klesman, feeds Winter. Is it to Hepburn, high on the right. Chucky on the dribble. Looking inside, nothing there. Wall sends it left side of the floor for A.J. Store. Drives off the wing in the lane, hanging, shooting. Missed it, but a foul. A.J. with the attack, and he'll go to the foul line. Trey Jackson picked up the foul. That'll be his third.
And again, this guy with the side ball screen, they had a lot of success with that in the first half. Michigan was sometimes going over, sometimes going under. Wisconsin was really getting whatever they wanted in that action. Get back to that a little bit. A.J. is quick enough to turn that corner, get to the free throw line.
First free throw for Store is good. He now has 13 points. 56-51 Michigan with 8:33 remaining. Second free throw coming up for A.J. on the way, and it's good. He is 5 of 5 at the foul line tonight. Now Carter Gilmore will come in to replace Wall. We're coming up on the under 8, and Wall has the 3 fouls, so guard is trying to buy a little bit of time for Tyler. 56-52 Michigan, 8:30 and counting left in the game. Well into the front court, working off a Cheddar screen to the left. Throws to Cheddar at the top, flips it inside. Reed catches, faces up on Winter, got by him to the rim, slam dunk. Reed showing some quickness, 58-52, Michigan, 8:15 to play.
Well, and he has it, and all they're running is just a horn set.
Hepburn out high for Wisconsin. Chucky against Llewellyn, stops a step inside the free throw line, gets it back out to Klesman. It's Carter Gilmore. He'll give it up to Store. A.J. will try a three. That got blocked by Jackson. Comes down to Llewellyn. On the run is Jalen Llewellyn. Turns it out to Burnett. 3 shot left corner. Off the rim, no good. And a rebound to Carter Gilmore. They've been dodging a few of them, and Wisconsin just dodged one more. Michigan still up 6. Klesman gets doubled. Needs help. Finds Winter. Right of the lane. Nolan. Runs it back out to Hepburn. Chucky kicks it to Store on the left side. A.J. walk with the ball, trying to cut off the wing on a show and go. And we're at the under 8's media timeout. Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin Dells is your can't-miss hotspot for big-time casino fun. Your odds are better there. 7:33 remaining. Michigan 58, Wisconsin 52. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Life's better with a home policy from American Family Insurance, because you'll feel protected no matter how the wind blows. Also, you can keep enjoying the home of your dreams. And our expert agents can help you save up to 23% when you bundle home with auto. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. American Family Insurance. Get a quote? Find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
There are so many traditions built around the Wisconsin Badgers, game day and the mascot, which in 1889 was a real badger. It didn't go well. Eventually, the animal was replaced by a person. An on-campus contest chose the official mascot name, Buckingham U. Badger. Still, Wisconsin's official animal is a badger. But do you know which animal almost earned this title instead? Gray squirrel? White-tailed deer? Black bear? The answer is coming up. The original badger's nickname is actually associated with lead miners in the state, not the animals. It was the 1820s, and the miners often didn't have shelter in the winters, so they lived like badgers, digging tunnels into the hillsides where they worked. So was there almost another state animal? Yes, the white-tailed deer, which later became the official wildlife animal. But the history surrounding the badgers is a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Matt Nair. Bear on Air.
I heard that new promo featuring Earl and Sandy Williams talking about being influencers. Now I cannot get the vision out of my head of those two doing TikToks.
I think we should do a series of videos of Calvin teaching them how to be influencers, like teaching them how to dance.
I'm not going to say I don't dance, but I'm not a good dancer, so I don't know.
Matt Mayer on Air. Weekdays 10 till noon on locally grown radio, WFHR, and the Civic Media app.
Seconds remaining at the Chrysler Center in Ann Arbor. Michigan 58, Wisconsin 52. Butchie, we're looking at the stat screen here. Wisconsin in the second half, 0 of 6 from 3. 8 of 9 inside the three-point line. I'm not real smart, but I think I'll second your suggestion. Get it inside.
I think this is the first time that during the game I had to be like, all right, bite my tongue there after I said, you got to get it, like, because they have had so much success. It's not like Michigan's been that tough and taking that away from you.
Let's see if the Badgers can get a stop here first. Jalen Llewellyn with the basketball to the line, lobs it inside. Marie tried to spike it, missed it, but he was fouled. And he'll go to the free throw line. Carter Gilmore with his first foul. Terrace Reed back to the line.
Yeah, Matt, the real interesting thing right here is Stephen Kroll with four fouls. When do you put him back in? Mm-hmm. Now, you're at 6 points down, but if this thing starts to go any more, mm-hmm. you're going to have to put him in.
And Reed hits the first free throw.
56% free throw, just made three in a row.
Yeah. He has 11 points in the game, 59-52 Michigan. Second free throw on the way, and that's straight through. And Michigan, which led by as many as 9 in the first half, now with an 8-point lead with 7:20 remaining, 60-52.
Michigan goes 2-3. You still have to work it inside.
Wall baseline right, back out to Hepburn, throws to Wall to free throw line, moving in on Trey Jackson, low on the left, and Jackson guilty of the foul. That's the fifth on Michigan, and number 4 on Trey Jackson.
Wisconsin hasn't had a field goal in close to 3 minutes. You continue, like, even with the 2-3 that Michigan threw at you, attacking like Tyler Wall did. You have to do that.
Bounce pass, Hepburn to Gilmore, throwing to Klesmick, quick pass Wall, a flip to AJ Storr. He'll throw it to Hepburn, high on the right, shot fake from three, takes it off the wing, throws to Gilmore, feeds Storr, shot fake from three, drives off the wing, down the lane, up in traffic, no, and Gilmore got the rebound, then he got fouled.
I believe that's Reed's fourth.
Yep. Just making sure. Yeah, they called him Trey Jackson. That's why I was hesitating, and he's just fouled out. He will finish with 2 points, 6:52 remaining. That should be his fifth foul. Now Juwan Howard going to the bench. You'll get Terrence Williams in there. 6:52 remaining, 60-52 Michigan. That was team foul number 6. Jackson fouls out with the 2 points. Hepburn baseline left will inbound. Hepburn looks, lobs it into Storr. AJ in the lane. Williams goes down, no sale. Storr flipped it up at him with the right hand.
We just mentioned that. We have not seen a flop call all year. That would have been one right there.
It's still in the rule book. I'm kind of glad they don't, though. Just don't call any of
it. Exactly. Yeah,
here's Llewellyn, right of the lane, brings it back out. Michigan up 6.5 minutes remaining. Terrence Williams up top against Wall. Williams takes him on, left lane line, almost dragging the pivot foot. Needs some help, 8 to shoot. Runs it out to Llewellyn at the top. Llewellyn in the lane, and Wall trying to get a strip. He gets a tie-up, held ball, Arrow, Wisconsin.
And what this is doing right now with getting the ball, scoring the way that they've scored, getting a stop, it's buying time for Stephen Kroll to sit on the bench still.
Mm-hmm. 6:19 remaining, 60-54 Michigan. Hepburn up for Wisconsin. Leads it for Storr out high. A pass for Klesmit, edge of the center circle. He'll toss it to Gilmore, right of the wheel. One dribble, a handoff to Chucky. Hepburn at the free throw line. Around Llewellyn, fades, flips, off the rim and out, no good. Rebound knocked out of bounds. Last touch by Reed of Michigan with 6:02 to play. And now Stephen Crowell will come back into the game. He'll sub in for Gilmore. Crowell out there with the four fouls, 6:02 remaining. Badgers down 60-54. Hepburn baseline left, throws to Crowell. Left of the lane against Reed. Backing is Crowell. Still backing on the dribble. Turns up, right hand, back rim, no. Reed the rebound for Michigan. Down to Mari Burnett to the front court for the Wolverines. Goes it to Cheddar right side. He'll try a three, and it is in and out and back in. Members bounce for Will Cheddar. 9-point lead, Michigan, 5:37 remaining. 63-54, the Wolverines, and a timeout taken by Wisconsin. We mentioned Cheddar is an excellent three-point shooter. Doesn't shoot a ton of them. He was 20 of 35 coming into this game. 2 of 4 tonight, and the Badgers now down 9 with 5:36 to play.
And this is a situation where you took down 9, 5:36. Your intensity on the defensive end needs to stay. Offensively, you cannot allow yourself to get 3-point happy. You still have a lot of time left, right? Like, I mean, you look at your down 9, like, but this point right here, you stay the course on the offensive end. Defensively is where you need to be locked in. Defensively is where your intensity needs to pick up.
Both teams have 2 timeouts available. Both teams in the bonus, 63-54 Michigan. A.J. Storr, front court, sideline, rival inbound. He's out there with Wall, Crowell, Klesmet, and Hepburn. Michigan continues to roll without Doug McDaniel, by the way. Inbounds pass to Hepburn. Chucky between the circles, feeds Max for three, up top, off the rim, no good. Rebound, Jalen Llewellyn. With 5:28 remaining, 63-54 Michigan. Terrence Williams at the top. Williams throws it left side for Burnett on the wing. Loops it into Reed, left of the lane. He's with Crowell with 4 fouls. Jab step, jabs again. Reed in the lane. Lost the ball, dug it out. Low on the left, throws it up. Missed badly. Rebound knocked out of bounds. Last touch by Michigan. 5:09 remaining. Badgers back on offense, down by 9. And here comes Chucky Hepburn for Wisconsin. Llewellyn waits for him. Hepburn high on the right, throws to Tyler Wohl. Leads it for Klesmet. Max off a Crowell screen. Klesmet against Will Cheddar. Max still on the dribble, steps back, tries a three, and it's good. Max Klesmet with a three, the first made three of the second half for Wisconsin, now 1 of 8. 63-57 Michigan, 4:45 remaining.
This is a tough shot.
It was. Llewellyn in the backcourt against Chucky Hepburn. Llewellyn breaks the mid-stripe on the right side. And bobbled the dribble, got it back. Up top, throwing to Cheddar against Tyler Wohl. Refeeds Llewellyn, top of the circle. Drifting to his right, Wohl gets him on a switch. Llewellyn off the wing, in the lane, throwing to Burnett, left corner. Burnett off the left wing. He's at the free throw line. Back out to Williams, forward to shoot. Williams against Storr, baseline, step back, jump, good. Tough shot, Terrence Williams, 65-57 Michigan. With 4:10 remaining, Hepburn throwing to Wohl at the top. Ends off to A.J. Storr. A pass for Crowell, top of the key. He'll hand it to Klesmet. Max, right of the lane. Whips it left corner for Hepburn. Three on the way. It's good. Chucky Hepburn, a triple. 65-60 Michigan with 3:50 remaining. Chucky Hepburn with 15 points tonight. Now trying to bother Llewellyn in the backcourt. Using one Cheddar screen, and now Llewellyn gets it across and through the center circle with 3:40 to play. Michigan up 5. Llewellyn left of the circle, lets it fly off the rim, no good. Storr the rebound. And A.J. up the right side of the front court, trying to show a burst off the wing, hits the brakes, hangs in the air, bad pass stolen away by Williams. And a foul on Klesmet at half court. You go up in the air like that, you're asking for trouble. And a very costly turnover for Wisconsin as we hit the under 4 media timeout. 3 minutes, 26 seconds remaining. Michigan 65, Wisconsin 60. Back in a moment. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
score great savings during Menards Super Sale. Menards has the largest in-stock appliance selection ready to take home today. Pick up energy-efficient appliances from Criterion. Criterion appliances are ready when you are and are designed to last and save you money. Pick up a white upright freezer for just $598. It's garage ready and also converts into a refrigerator. Good through February 11th.
Save big money at Menards.
We believe in education. We believe in public schools. At WEA Member Benefits, we believe in helping Wisconsin public school employees and their families achieve their financial goals by providing personal insurance, retirement and investment, and financial planning programs that are designed specifically for the education community. WEABenefits.com.
Do you trust your insurance agent? Do you trust your insurance company? Well, you'd better. Because all they've really sold you is a promise. A promise to be there when things go bad. To step up and put everything back the way it was. So, if you don't trust your insurance company, maybe it's time to find one you do trust. West Bend. The worst brings out our best. Visit thesilverlining.com to find out more.
Time to make tonight's Old Dominion best in the game. Well, we talked about him before the game, Chucky Hepburn. He has 15 points, 6 of 9, 2 of 2 from the arc. Been more aggressive, certainly offensively. Old Dominion Freight Line works hard to be the best in the game and is proud to be the official freight carrier of Wisconsin Athletics. Chucky's been the good news. The bad news is the Badgers are down 5 to Michigan, 65-60, with 3:26 remaining. But big picture, this has been encouraging, right, Brian, with what Chucky Hepburn is doing with the just being more assertive offensively.
Well, and it's how he's been efficient, right? Like 6 of 9. It's not like he's been more assertive and taking bad shots.
Correct.
And right, like it's 6 of 9. He's doing a good job. Tyler Wall, when you look at what he's done, 6 of 6. The ball's got to find either one of those guys. And yes, then you have AJ as an option as well. But it's about making the right play. Those two, Chucky and Tyler, have done that the entire game.
A turnover a moment ago for Wisconsin, and then a foul at half court. Terrence Williams is at the line for a 1-1. That was the 19th foul against Wisconsin, the first personal on Klesman. Williams 2 of 2 at the foul line tonight. Front end is good. Nothing but net. He's a 79% free throw shooter. And he's 3 of 3 tonight.
And that's why the turnover hurt so much. It was not just the turnover, it was the foul as well.
Second free throw coming up for Terrence Williams. Cradles the ball off the left hip. Deep knee bend free throw is good. 67-60 Michigan, 3:26 remaining. And here's Hepburn for the Badgers. Chucky to the front court, throwing a Wall up top. Now it's Storr. Curls off the left wing. AJ in the lane, low on the right, goes up and in. Storr again on that attack, 67-62 Michigan. 3:10 to play. Terrence Williams goes cross court for Jalen Llewellyn in the backcourt, and he'll dribble it through the center circle. Llewellyn against Hepburn, a throw to Reed off the right elbow. Terrence Reed, a handoff to Burnett to the free throw line. He'll weave it to Williams on the right side, and a 15-footer on the way is short. Reed, the offensive rebound, knocked away, but they'll get a foul on Hepburn. Ooh, that ball, but DJ Karstensen says a little body as well, and that puts Michigan in the double bonus.
But the problem with that is not the foul by Chuck. Yes, net right, but it's an offensive rebound yet again.
Yeah, another one, yep.
Another one. You forced a bad shot. You forced everything you needed.
7 offensive rebounds tonight for Michigan. Reed at the foul line, and he misses the first. He had made 5 in a row, and again, he's a 56% free throw shooter. Missed the first. One more coming with 2:52 remaining. 5-point lead, Michigan. Second free throw for Reed is on the way, and that's no good. Klesmet the rebound. 67-62 Michigan, 2:48 remaining. Hepburn high on the right, throws to Wall, rotates Storr. AJ left of the circle, a flip for Crowell, back to Storr. AJ sizing it up. A pass for Hepburn at the top. High screen to Tyler Wall. And now Chucky on the dribble. In the lane, leaves it for Wall. Couple of pumps, low on the right shot. Blocked by Reed. And chasing it down is Jalen Llewellyn.
Reed not buying the pump fakes. 2:20 to play. 67-62 Michigan. Llewellyn against Hepburn. Outside left. Llewellyn kills the dribble. A throw to Conwell. Knocked away. Wall. Ball loose. Batted back court. Wall has it. And he gets cut to the floor by Jalen Llewellyn. As Tyler Wall will go to the free throw line for a 1-1. As the Badgers able to force the turnover with 2:09 to play. And Tyler Wall, a 69% free throw shooter. He has 12 points tonight. Went off a great game on Sunday against Purdue. And a big 1-1 for Wall right now. The front end is on the way, and it is no good. Rebound, Storr low on the left with the putback. 67-64 Michigan, 2:03 remaining. Now Llewellyn on the dribble. Spins by Hepburn. Now gets it across the midstripe on the right side. Chucky staying with them. Llewellyn pounds the dribble at the center circle. Down to a minute 50 to play. 3-point lead Michigan. Terrace Williams outside left. He's with Storr. Shot clock is at 10. Olivier Kamwa left of the lane. Wall is with him. Kamwa baseline left. Spinning. Knocked away by Storr, it looked like. Turnover Michigan. Here comes Hepburn to the front court. Chucky right of the lane, goes to the goal, and that's spiked away, and that stays in play for Terrence Williams with a minute 25 to play. 67-64 Michigan timeout. Juwan Howard with a minute 22 remaining. Michigan 67, Wisconsin 64.
And it was A.J. Storr that came in, got the deflection. Chucky's going down. I thought there was enough contact to possibly get one. They didn't get it. And then Chucky goes up, and then it gets blocked. But overall, defensively locked in, much better. Now, 67-64. You're guarding on that end. They're going to run a ball screen action. That's what they've done. I think Llewellyn, Chucky can get into Llewellyn. I think it looked like, can he handle the pressure? Right? Challenge that. The rest of everybody, keep everybody in front. And then box out. It's starting to rear its head a little bit as far as what they've done rebounding the basketball.
Yeah, it really, the rebounds stand out. I mean, Wisconsin actually has the second chance points edge. But we've talked about how good of a defensive rebounding team Wisconsin is. Michigan with the 7 offensive boards. And sometimes it's not how many, but when, right?
For sure. And to me, that's what it's been about so far this game. Yeah. It's been a situation of giving up the offensive rebounds in crucial times.
23 on the shot clock, a minute 22 on the game clock. Michigan 67, Wisconsin 64. Michigan has the ball. Possession arrow, Michigan. Michigan is in the double bonus. The Badgers in the 1-1 as Michigan has committed 7 fouls. Storr, Crowell, Wall, Plesman, and Hepburn for Wisconsin.
Doug McDaniel's
back in there. He was out for a while.
You are going high pick and roll, and he's playing off of the pick and roll.
Burnett, Kamwa, Reed, and Terrence Williams rounding out the 5. Burnett, sideline right, front court, flips it into Doug McDaniel. 11 points for him tonight, all in the first half. McDaniel, high screen with the ball, right of the lane, runs it up off the glass and in for McDaniel. He has 13, 5-point lead Michigan, 69-64, a minute 10 to play. Hepburn to the front court. He'll throw to Klesman high on the right. Max puts it on the deck. Got fouled by Burnett on the drive. And Klesman knocked to the floor. And Max will go to the free throw line for a 1-1. 1:05 remaining.
And that down 5, how do you find a way to come back and get to the free throw line? Can't tell you how many times I've heard that from Coach Gard and Coach Ryan. Mm-hmm. Score well, the clock is stopped.
Burnett with the foul. That is his 4th. Klesman, an 85% free throw shooter. He has 8 points tonight. These will be his first attempts. Front end of the 1-1 is good. And one more coming. 69-65 Michigan, 1:05 to play.
Now, last time they went high ball screen, Doug McDaniel went right off his right hand. Look for Wisconsin to force him to his left hand.
Second free throw, Klesmit, straight through, 69-66 Michigan.
Because they're going to come up with that same V-screen, horn screen action that they've had. It's not necessarily horns, it's more of a V right now. You're going to do the same thing. Force McDaniel to his left, his weak hand.
We're down to 1 minute remaining. Michigan up three. McDaniel walks it through the center circle. 55 seconds to play. McDaniel left of the lane, goes up, left hand, no good. Rebound tipped and gathered by Hepburn. There you go. Good call, B. Here comes Klesmit to the front court for Wisconsin. 45 seconds to play. And a timeout taken by Greg Gard. 43.6 to play. 23 to shoot. Before we move on, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. 10 for an ID. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, home for the Todd Allball Show.
.43 seconds remaining. Michigan 69, Wisconsin 66. 23 on the shot clock for the Badgers.
Greg will draw something up here. Not going to be a three. I'd be shocked if he's drawing up a three here. What we've seen even in the Nebraska game, right? It was the inbounds, hit it, handoff right away to AJ. AJ came around that corner, went to the bucket straight. They've been very good at attacking right away. Michigan has not been loaded up. They've got either to the free throw line or to the bucket. With 43, you got more than enough time to run something, to get to the paint, off of a guard coming in, playing off 2 feet, playing strong. Then on the defensive end, load up, know exactly what you got. Then you got to get one stop and a rebound. Starts here with the execution on the sideline out of bounds.
Greg Gard using his 60 right now. Both Gard and Juwan Howard have a 30-second timeout available.